from KSRO, KSRO.com, and the KSRO app, available for download at the App Store and Google Play. This is continuing coverage of the coronavirus emergency.
Good afternoon. I'm Michelle Marquis in the KSRO newsroom with your noon update. There are 111 new positive cases of COVID-19 in Sonoma County reported in the last 24 hours. That brings the total number of cases to 3,055. Of those cases, 1,437 have recovered. There were no additional deaths reported in the last day. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says there are areas of agreement and disagreement as stimulus talks continue.
Things like the PPP, I think there's enormous bipartisan support. Things about checks in the mail, I think there's enormous bipartisan results.
On ABC's This Week, Mnuchin said Democrats want more than $1 trillion for state and local governments. He described that as a bailout and said that it wouldn't happen. Meanwhile, Speaker Nancy Pelosi is opening the door to possibly lowering the enhanced unemployment benefit in the future. The California Democrat said the higher benefit should be in line with the unemployment rate. She said as the rate goes down, maybe the enhanced benefit can as well. The higher amount is a key issue as Pelosi and other Democrats work on a coronavirus stimulus deal with Republicans. Pelosi said Democrats are firmly behind keeping the $600 benefit that expired a few days ago. A sculpture outside of the Santa Rosa Plaza was covered in black paint on Friday evening. The large right hand, sculpted from marble, has been a fixture in front of the mall since the mid-1990s. It is possible that a group of Black Lives Matter protesters were responsible for the vandalism, but no one has been identified. The Simon Property Group, who owns the mall, have decided not to press charges. You can stay up to date on our website at ksro.com and also on the KSRO app. I'm Michelle Marquis in the KSRO newsroom.